As a Triple M listener, we're sure you're familiar with a Sunday session.
Froppies!
Now, get ready for a Sunday session with a difference. It's the Rush Hours Sunday Session, the best of JB and Billy on Triple M.
The Sunday Rub's coming to you at 2 p.m, but first, we'll have to replay Bill slaughtering George Thorogood's magnificent tune, Bad to the Bone.
Bad. Plus, my boy Oscar will be in too, and here you watch this, Jim. He'll stand up for the old man.
No, he won't. Also, I'm going to tell you about the funniest photo of fat I've ever seen.
And I'll tell you a joke that'll make you think.
Oh, no.
Well, that's no good for you, Rabs. But next, Jim's going to tell us about an invisible burglar.
Oh, no! All right, so we're moving house, Fat. In fact, yes. Into the new house, and that's all fine. No problem.
Where's the furniture been?
Oh, Bill, it's been stored. I don't even want to go into what a nightmare it is. And everyone listening knows.
Exactly.
Moving house is a complete debacle, especially when you got four kids. Anyway, so it's all pretty much
dog
done. Well, the dog's that poos in under the bloody clothesline. Anyway, so all of that's done, right? Then the last thing that happens is the cat arrives, because you can't have a cat. The cat's got to be locked in for a couple of days to acclimatise with the house before it can go outside.
Oh.
So the cat's got to get there last. So that's fine. Jono, my oldest bloke, was looking after the cats. All good.
And it survived, Jono.
Yeah, no, he loves cats. So there was no problem there. We get the cat delivered. Everything's good.
Yep.
But what happens at this house, Bill, it's very tech sort of
savvy.
I don't know why, though. It's just one of those joints where whoever built it was very, very tech-oriented. So it's got these bloody doors that open up behind fireplaces where you put your Foxtel and all that crap, you know. So it's weird. But the NBN bloke turns up to connect the NBN, and he has to access the Fox points, which are behind these little sort of fire door things on the side of the chimney. So I'm looking at him going, mate, how would I know? I don't know where any of these points are. You're going to have to work it out.
Talking to you about that.
That's what I said to him. I said, mate, you're kind of the wrong man. Yeah. But I said, I know all the tech stuff's behind that door on the side of the thing, so have a look at that. So he's looking at that, Bill, and coming in and out of the house. The cat has one look at the open door
and
on the side
of it,
straight up into the roof cavity.
Oh,
can't find it.
So,
Bill, can't find the cat. I'm up in the manhole and
you're
all
up there.
Bill.
Send
nightmare.
Lisa across.
Anyway, as I'm doing that, it reminded myself of when I first left home. I was living with my girlfriend at the time. I reckon I was about 19.
Yeah.
In an apartment, and the manhole, middle of the night, started bopping up and down.
Oh, wow.
Bill.
Like you.
I thought to myself, someone's broken in and they're coming in through the manhole.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm a little bit concerned about this.
Yeah.
My girlfriend at the time is extraordinarily concerned about it to the point where she couldn't sleep. She said, you're going to have to fix it.
You'd be good at that.
I said, no, thanks.
Yeah.
She said, no, you're going to have a 2-bedroom apartment, one of about 40.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking to myself, someone's climbed in the roof cavity and is trying to get into my joint through the manhole. She's going, well, you're going to have to get up there and sort it out because I'm not sleeping with it like this.
And?
So, Bill.
What?
I went and got something to stand on, stool.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And then I'm like looking up at the manhole going, someone's in there.
Maybe he's not there.
Then I'm in all sorts. I'm not proud of what I'm about to say.
What'd you do? Poo.
Went to the cricket bag.
Oh, no.
Got the helmet.
Oh. You put a helmet on.
I put a helmet on.
While you're on the stool, going to open a manhole.
Open the manhole, because I thought there's a bloke up there going to club me in the head.
What, he's going to come through the manhole and hit you?
Club me in the head.
Oh, jeez.
So,
and what happened?
Bill.
George.
Window open up the back.
No.
The wind was just lifting it up and down.
Oh, that was it.
That was all it was.
You are a flop.
Bill, I've got a torch and a cricket bat and a helmet on.
You're a flog. Anyway, you are a flog, Jim.
When was that? That's mid-1980s.
That'd be a good photo.
If that beautiful girl, Robin, if she has got a photo of that, she could make millions. Bill, it was pathetic. That's what it was.
What was in the manhole?
No, there was nothing.
No, the wind.
It was just the wind coming through the back window was lifting because no other place the wind could get
and
out.
And you're standing there
it
with
was
a helmet.
Slightly lifting it up and dropping it every time the wind blew.
I
thought a bloke was in there about to club me to death. Now, I've got an email in front of me here, Fat.
Here we go. Who's it from?
Devlin. From Wattle Glen.
Wattle Glen.
That's it.
Devlin from Wattle
Glen. Devlin from Wattle Glen. Yes. He says, heard the Billy Oakey thing last Friday.
How good, by the way.
Of course, this is the retro Friday thing we're doing now.
Cedric
Love is in the air.
Yeah,
Cedric last week. Yeah,
so
exactly.
Devlin and Cedric.
Wattle Glen. Yeah. Now, I heard the Billy Oakey thing last Friday. Love is in the air. Really, really bad, said Devlin. But he then goes on to say, but not as bad as I remember his version of Bad to the Bone being.
Oh, yes. Bad to the bone.
He then goes down and says, can you play that, please, Jim, you King of Kings?
Yeah, Wayne. Wayne King.
Go Suns. So he's obviously a Gold Coast fan. Devlin
Barrett.
Which is unbelievable.
Yeah. From Wattle Glen.
You don't get too many of them out at Wattle Glen. But anyway, now, so, Rabs, this is the first year we did the show, the Billy Oakey and... Georgie Thorogood's very, very fine number. Bad to the bone. Absolutely slaughtered.
Comes. Here we go. That's right.
Come on, Willis.
Here we go. Here we go, Jimmy.
Oh, here we go, Bill.
Hello.
I'm enjoying it. Good number this one, Bill.
Good number, Jim. Stand by. On the day I was born.
Yes.
The nurses all gathered around.
Oh.
And they gazed in wide wonder.
Oh, yes.
At the joy they found.
Yeah, I'm on, Wilbur.
The head nurse spoke up and she said, leave this to Malone. She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bit slow there, Jim. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Here we go, Jimmy. Was a mass before I met you.
That's it, Bill.
I'd break 1,000 more, baby, before I am through. I want to be yours, pretty babe, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Do that, Jim. Bad.
Come on, Bill.
Bad to the bone. How's that, Jim? Not bad, isn't it?
No,
Willis. Billy Oakey stays. Don't worry about that.
Wow.
You know the thing about that? Our producer at the time, the Snorkel Tunnel Cliff, who was, of course, our producer on the footy on the weekends, he came into a meeting and he said, I reckon it'd be really funny if Bill tries to do karaoke. I said, Snorkel, he can't sing a note. And he said, that's why I reckon it'll be funny. And it was funny.
No, it wasn't. That was terrible, that. I'll give you that. Oh, you know what is hard doing the bad?
No, we heard. We heard how hard it was.
Bad. Bad to the bone. Poor old Georgie. I wonder if he ever heard that. What do you do?
No, no. He'd sue you. That's what he'd do. He'd sue you, Bill. Yep. For assassinating his song. Hey, I'll tell you what we've got now. Give us the opener here, Rabbits, please.
McHenry keeps the ball alive. Brownless with the check side kick. Goes right to the goal line. And through for a goal. The son of a gun with a special moment.
Oh,
Not sure about the son of a gun. But the special moment I'm very enamoured with. Hello to you, Oski boy.
JB, Dopey, how you going?
Oh, Dopey. G'day, Oski, how are you? How are you going, son, in isolation? I want to know this because you were with me for a couple of days, but I see you gave me the lemonade and sauce and went straight up to your mother and Lucy.
Yeah, I thought if I was any chance to come back with skin folds under 100, I'd better get up to Mum and Lucy. The frozen pizzas and whatnot would not be doing justice, would not be doing good for me. So, no, I've been going all right. It's been a bit different, a bit strange, as it has for everyone, but just tried to stick with training. And, we've got a program to follow, so we've just been trying to do that.
So, Osk, you're in the spare room down at the Ponderosa in Geelong. You get out early because, of course, you're an athlete and you wake up and you're attending to your diet and all the rest of it. Mm. And then out of the main room wanders that guts. And I reckon he'd drop a couple of farts and then he'd wander over to the fridge. I mean, how do you see your old man in the morning?
Yeah, you're pretty much spot on there, JB. That's exactly right. Some loose jocks hanging about. That's about
man.
It. Yeah. Maxie and I try and get ourselves out of the house because we don't want to be seeing that every morning.
What about your own game, Oski boy? Hard to assess it just at the minute, given you're not playing. But where do you need to take it? What do you need to get better at?
I've sort of been working a bit more with my inside craft this year, I think.
Inside craft?
Yeah, well, on the outside, I think I came into the game with that under my belt a bit. I could run a bit more, certainly more than Dad. And then I think it's just needed the inside work.
Old man could run like hell when John Worsfold was anywhere near him. He found a gear at that point.
Yeah, that's about it, really. So, yeah, I've just tried to sharpen up on the inside and just, yeah, I guess you can – it's easy to try and improve all areas, but that's somewhere where I've tried to focus my attention.
And what about your dad's advice for you, mate? You had a quiet one early on last season. He just wandered into the room, swanned in, and turned around to you and said, "You've just got to get better." Yeah. How did you assess that sentence?
Yeah, look, there's not much good coming out of the mouth when he comes into the rooms. I know that. There's nothing very noble, so I just try and get him out of there as quickly as I can.
But that was a fair call at the time. It's better than ripping into you, or because you've got to be careful with being a parent, don't you,
yes.
Jim? You know this,
yes,
with your kids.
You do.
You got to. There's a balancing act of going over too far one way, being too good or too nice. But you did. You had to improve, boy.
thanks for the feedback. Yeah.
Also, Jim, I just wonder, and I wonder if you wonder this with your kids, that you know, they go to a nice school, they get well fed, they get looked after growing up, Jim. They don't pay rent, board, or anything like that.
Yes.
So at some stage when they leave home, do you reckon they look back and say, "Gee, I might help out the folks, might help out the old man with some money or a few frothies or something like that"? Do you ever think that, Oscar?
Nah. Funny that. Never come across the mind that at all.
Hey, the old man tells us, and I want the truth out of you, please. He tells us that he regularly takes his bike out for a ride, and the reason he wears the stupid helmet that makes him look like Schultz is because he stole Maxie's helmet and it doesn't do up under his chin. Is this true?
Yeah, that's very true. I think he gave the cricket helmet a shot at the start, but that was even worse. Had a few reports coming from the Bowen River, so I had to send him a quick message and straighten him up. Yeah, he gets
Fat,
the bike.
You
out.
Rode a bike with a cricket helmet.
I was going to, but it looked a bit stupid. Even I picked that up, Jim. I thought I can't do that.
Oscar, great seeing you, mate. You're a superstar. Good luck with everything coming up in your young footy career.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys. Thanks
See
for
you, boy.
Now, it was brought to my attention today that online, and I presume in the hard copy of the Herald Sun,
yes,
they did a very nice job of pointing out what an unbelievably good footballer David Neates was.
Not
and he
bad.
Was. 300-gamer for Melbourne. No, Billy, he was a star, David Neates. Let's make no mistake about that. Anyway, so they're talking about that, and I think the article went on to say, you know, great players that have worn number 9 might have been. I don't know. Anyway, I lost interest in the article very quickly.
Why?
Because the only thing that interested me was the photo of Nita taking a very, very nice high mark.
Yeah.
In a game against Geelong and hopelessly outpointing a fat old fists Brownless. Now, Bill,
yeah,
what the hell? Firstly, your eyes are shut.
Yeah.
Secondly, you're looking the wrong way.
Yeah.
And thirdly, you're attempting to flail like a left fist that's missed the ball by a foot and a half. What are you doing?
Correct. I'm not sure, Jim. It's just one of those rare times I was caught out of the play, and it's obviously a very good kick to Neat. I must have been playing centre-half back.
Other way around, he was a defender back in those days, and you're the key forward, or meant to be, and you're just hopelessly out of position.
It might have been in the 1990 year, Jim, when I did play at centre-half back and nearly won the Brownlow.
He wasn't playing then. So it's late in your career, 95, 96, around there. You can see, because two reasons why you can see in this photo, and check it out online, you can see in this photo that it's that sort of late stages, because firstly, you got a tyre wrapped around your guts, and secondly, you got no hair on your head.
Well, are you sure it wasn't 1990 when I was only 6 votes short of the Brownlow?
No, we're very sure. Right. We're very sure it wasn't. Anyway.
But I just got caught out of play. But he was a very good player, David Neates. But you know what, Jim? The great story with David Neates, I think Ox told me this one, where because he was very messy, and I've told this before, but a terrible mess. Everything was messy. His house, his locker, his car, one of those blokes. Mm. Everywhere was a mess. And his apartment got broken into one day.
Yes.
And they pinched a telly and the Beta machine, probably back then, or the VCR. Yes. And they took it. Anyway, the cops come around. They've had a look around. They've gone, geez, they've trashed your joint here, David. They have made it a mess. They're throwing things everywhere. He goes, no. They just took the telly and the VRC.
Come on, fat.
That's how messy he was. They reckon he was terrible. But now, a very good player, Nita.
No, mate. Unbelievable player. We put this up online, Huey, on Instagram, Rush Hour Instagram, yes.
At Triple M Rush Hour.
Hang on, that's Jim. It says, takes a mark over Billy Brownless in 1995.
There you are.
So you had another 2 years after that.
I wasn't at my best then. That's when I was only hanging around to get paid, to be honest.
Look at the condition you're in. That's what makes me giggle. And, as I say, hopelessly out of position. We put this online, of course, and this is what some of the feedback. Closer to the bloke's face than the pill. Hashtag bunny chop, says Steve McGuppin. Warwick Dim says, fat couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat.
No. Well, I could, I reckon.
Fists actually seems to be looking down the other end of the ground, and that's true. He's got his eyes shut looking down the other end of the ground.
I just caught out, Jim.
Hard, this is Peter Anderson. Hard man, Bill, just poor timing and eyes shut. and Scotty Bran, I think that's how you pronounce it. Yeah. If the pill had the Macca's logo on it, he would have been inspired to get closer.
No. Yeah. Jim, the Challenge Bank logo is no good to us there.
That wasn't any good for you.
Exactly.
Christian Day, poor old Billy, he was a great player, better than Jim was at cricket. No, he wasn't.
Yeah, that's true.
No chance he was.
Well, he only played state. I played top level.
Well,
top level AFL, VFL.
That's not state, that's club. You played club football, Bill. Look at the definition in your arm.
That's not bad, actually.
It says Kicky S83.
I did too many weights and I got a bit slower.
You got a bit heavy in the end.
Heavy.
Is that what happened?
I did get heavy.
Anyway, check it out at Rush Hour on Instagram. Vintage photo, as it says, of old fists.
Yes, now, please. Jim, you've got to be fair dinkum here. I know we stuff around, have a bit of fun and ha-ha-ha, but I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to be honest for a change.
I'm always honest.
What I'm hearing is, and you being a very vain man, and it's all about me, and you talk about your Instagram account how...
At James Brayshaw, Global and Trending.
Global and Trending.
Yes.
Have you made inquiries to Instagram to check and work out why you haven't got a blue tick? Yes or no?
No.
Jim, do not lie to me, because I've heard that you have made inquiries to Instagram because everyone's got a blue tick that have got 100,000 followers or whatever, and you haven't. So you've cracked the shits, excuse the language, and you've asked, why hasn't Jimmy Boy got a blue tick? Jim.
No.
Jim, do not lie to me, you flog. This is true. I've heard this from someone in your family, actually.
Jim? No. Bill.
Jim. Bill. You have made inquiries, yes or no?
No.
Jim.
Well, Bill.
Oh, here we go.
Do you want me to tell you what happened?
Well, yes.
Right. So I wasn't even aware that there was such a thing as a blue tick. I had no idea. Oh. I'm just on Instagram like you, and I dominate and global and trending, and I'm an influencer.
Yeah, anyway. He's an influencer.
You don't even know how to do a proper hashtag.
I'm an influencer. I don't use hashtags to try and get more people. I use them for humour. And they are side-splittingly humorous.
Well, the humour is when you put grammar in them and it stops the hashtag.
Yeah.
Because you don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
Shut up, rabbits. Come on, anyway, so what happened, and this is a fact, I'm sitting there and my 14-year-old son, George,
Georgie,
says to me, Dad, why haven't you got a blue tick next to your name on Instagram?
Here we go. Yes.
And I went, I don't know what you're talking about. Mm. He goes, next to your name on Instagram, you haven't got a blue tick.
Oh.
I said, so what?
Yeah.
And he goes, well, because I didn't know what it meant. So he goes, well, all the big stars who are on Instagram have a blue tick next to their name.
Yeah.
And I said, righto, well, I wasn't aware that was the case, but I don't have it. Anyway, so he grabs my phone, because you know kids are much better at this stuff than we are.
Yeah.
So he grabs my phone and he says, I'll apply for a blue tick for you.
Oh, so you
so
have.
I said, righto, well, you can do whatever you want. So anyway, Bill.
Yeah, what happened?
He had my phone for however long it was, and he said, righto, there you go, and handed it back to me, and I never thought about it again.
Yeah.
Until I got a message from Instagram about 2 days later.
And what did it say, Jim? Jim? Oh, and look at this. He's pretending he's broken down, but I can see you're still moving, so you're still on air. What happened, Jim? Jim?
Your request has been denied.
Ah! Sucked in.
Fat.
Sucked in. You're not verified.
I've been denied.
Well, you know what? Matty Lloyd was going on about this too. So you and Matthew Lloyd are both flogs.
How? Well, as I say, I had no clue what he was talking about. So therefore, I shouldn't worry about being accepted or denied because prior to him talking about it, I didn't even know what it meant. But
yeah.
Bill,
yeah.
Now that I've been denied,
yeah.
I'm not happy.
Oh!
Now 133353. I cannot believe I'm handing the what is it, a GM maestro over to you, Fat? Because you're acting as if you're Graham Yallop at the minute.
I am Graham Yallop, the left-hander who was one of the great captains of Victoria over the journey. Very
bloody
good,
oh, very good player.
He was
unbelievable record. Now what are we going with, please?
I'll tell you what. This caught my eye. I love this one, Jimmy boy. Cops in London, Jim, have nabbed a wanted man who had been hiding in bushes. When he loudly passed wind, he actually dropped his guts.
Bill.
He horse and carted Jim.
Bill.
And gave himself away, and the cops grabbed him. True. It's a
how
true
is
story.
It, how is it that this story has appealed to you? Well, I don't get it.
I'm just flicking through as I do a daily basis for stories. I go through a lot of papers.
Do you?
This
do
one you? Was in the London Leader. And.
London Leader.
And this one caught me. It's a beauty because the bloke they nabbed was wanted on a warrant. And they come across him. He took off and it was dark. It was in the bushes and the cops were sneaking around. They had no chance of finding him. And guess what happened? He just cut the cheese, Jim. He farted. He Cleveland steamed.
No, Bill. Bill, your Cleveland steam is a different thing. You're talking about a pop-off.
No, pop-off, yeah.
A bottom burp.
Well, a bottom burp. Well, Ramsey told me to throw
no,
that
that's the Cleveland's a different animal, Bill.
Right.
He would have given himself away for different reasons if he'd headed down the Cleveland path.
Oh, well,
all right, so, Bill, 133353, with the great prizes attached, what are you going with?
Righto, here we go. 133353, Hance.
The Hance.
Oh, fair dinkum. Where did you cut the cheese at the wrong time? Unusual.
That, so you can't be going with that.
You gave yourself away somewhere, Jim. And
well,
I
just
reckon,
farted at the wrong time. Is that what you mean?
Well, that's
an embarrassing sort of time,
at the wrong time. Which that's quite natural to let some gas go, Jim.
Oh, my God.
And look at them, Jim. They've come out of the woodwork.
Let's who go have you got to, first?
Boyd. Hello, Boyd.
How you going, mate?
Good. When did you?
Good. Well, a while ago when I used to go to the gym a lot, and I was training with a mate of mine, and I was on the leg press machine, and had a lot of weight on, and I'm pushing him out. He's pumping me on. He's going, come on, and I put this real heavy push in. And then just about ripped the bloody, the strap, ripped his pants with one, let it out, and the whole gym stopped and turned around and looked at me.
Oh, no. That's the problem with yoga, Fat. A lot of people find that with yoga. They spend the whole time trying not to do pops.
So you're holding it in, which that's a good exercise.
Exactly.
Very good exercise.
I know.
That.
Well, Ben, he's in Scoresby, Bill.
Ben.
There you go.
Good,
there you
Ben.
Go, boy.
What happened to you, mate? When did you let one out?
It was about 10 years ago when I was when I was still in school.
Yeah.
Had me books in hand. We were walking into the classroom and I walked straight in, went to go put my books down, and before I get there, I just let the massivest fart you'll ever hear rip. The whole crowd's pissing themselves laughing.
The whole crowd.
And the teacher's just looking at me and just said, get out straight away within 5 seconds of getting in the class.
Were you allowed back in?
Oh, Bill.
Nah, I couldn't get back in that period.
Oh, jeez.
Booted. Man, booted him, Bill.
For farting.
All right, Neil Mount Dandenong. Hello, Neil.
Neil.
How are you, boys?
What did you do, Neil?
Unfortunately, I was best man at my brother's wedding, during the old vows, the old bottom decided it was time to let one go.
Oh no! Not while the vows are coming out, Nilo.
The vows.
Not during my brother's vows either. During his lovely wife's vows.
Oh,
my brother thought it was funny, but Neil. she did not.
Oh, no.
couldn't you hold it in? The family wouldn't have enjoyed it either.
No, couldn't you hold it in, Neil?
My old man thought it was bloody funny, though.
The old man's giggling
That's
away.
Funny. Oh, I love that. Stay there like that. Dan's in Bundurafat.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah, hi. How you going, guys?
Yeah, good, Dan. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, so pretty much went to buy a new Ford Ranger and Ooh. Had a look around it, kicked the tyres as you do, and had the young girl sitting in the front seat ready to take me for a test drive, and I'll tell you what, it's a big step up into the Ford Ranger. Big step up, and you copped the face pull I went to sit down.
Oh, no.
And was it loud or
not
it was
in
just
a brand new Ranger?
Yeah, in the Ranger.
I'll tell you now, it was loud, and I didn't even buy the car.
She's second hand.
She didn't come down on price enough.
Oh, well, she's probably
right.
Well,
stay there, Dan.
Well, Melissa's
there. Yeah, in an airlock. No, Bill does it. Hey, Mel.
Hi, how you going?
Oh, Mel, don't tell me you let Fluffy out.
I had a bad... I was 18 at a gathering with my boyfriend sitting on his lap and I had white jeans on with pink flowers.
Oh, no.
And I laughed and shot one out and started and said...
Oh, Mel.
We've been together for a couple of years, so... Thank God for that.
Oh no.
What a moment. I ended up in a pair of his mate's track pants and had to have a shower.
Might have been the steamer, huh?
It was a low moment.
We all know a bloke who thinks he's funnier after he's had a few.
Now that I'm a joke meister.
This is Billy's Joke on the Rush Hour Sunday Session.
Come on.
I'm just looking through here, Jim.
Oh, no.
Every week.
Come well, on. Yeah, I know. It sneaks up on me, and it's because it's like a Monday.
You've had three days, Tuesday. So it's Tuesday, yeah.
I said it's like a Monday, you flog.
Come on.
Just talk. You two have a chat.
Bill, you just must tell a joke. Now's the time.
Well, I'm not ready.
I'm not ready. Have a listen to me. What's your joke? A horse wears horseshoes?
No, not that one. Hang on. I'm still trying to find one because it's... Colonel, I thought of that while eating popcorn. Oh, no, right.
Right, here we go. All right, well, maybe the joke from Sweden. I don't know, but it might be that we get one to come down the tube from the Northern Hemisphere. They've been doing it tough over there in Sweden. They've gone about the coronavirus lockdown differently.
I'm nearly
so
there.
We might have a joke coming from Sweden. All right. Are we ready?
Yeah,
Still not ready.
Oh, no. What else have I got?
You cannot pad any longer.
Hang on. I'm trying. Here's a very amusing one, Jim. Oh, no. A husband calls his doctor, Jim, finally got one, and says, "My wife is going into labour. What should I do?" The doctor says, "Is this her first child?" "No, it's a bloody husband calling."
Oh, no.
Maybe we should have kept padding.
No, Bill. Well, at least it's not from...
Where? Oh, Thailand!
No.
I'm going with the Thailand job.
This has been the Rush Hour Sunday Session. And catch up with JB and Billy anytime by downloading the Triple M app.
I feel good!
Triple M.